This is Friday, February 20th. Generally, what a day's meals consist of. In the morning, I have an orange or two or a banana that we buy from the market. For lunch, sometimes I share somebody's meal in the cafeteria, which is usually rice or yams. And then for dinner, sometimes if I'm on campus, I share somebody's meal in there, or maybe have rice somewhere else, or maybe just pineapple. I've gone a day where I've had nothing but oranges, bananas, and pineapples. Pineapples are just fantastic. You can buy a great big pineapple for about 60 pesos. Last night I broke down and I went in and I was going to get some kind of American food. So I asked for a hamburger and it was so bad. I'm going to just stick with the fruit. I'm kind of getting used to their food, especially like the rice. But there's some really weird stuff, like the fish is just really bad. And there's some other stuff that I forget what it's called. I don't know, some really strange stuff that I just can't handle.
I'm really enjoying myself. I'm just sitting down here on the ground. There's a bunch of little kids all around me. There's a big circle of people watching me and Cody, and I'm kind of in the center of a crowd. And there's food stands around here. I just bought some things that they called biscuits, and they turned out to be like vanilla wafers in a package. There's all these cars racing by. Somebody's got a loudspeaker out here. I don't know what's around here. But I've had a neat day. I've been walking around just meeting people, and I went to find my friend at the police station. He wasn't there. So I met these other guys, a guy that had spent 10 years in the States and just been back to Ghana. And it was real interesting.
It's Saturday, February 21st. We had a little rain last night, and things should be a little cleaner today. It seems fairly cool this morning. We're headed down to the market now to get something to eat. We've been fantasizing about ice cream and pizza and peanut butter and all the things that we can't have. So we're going to go downtown and at least get some bananas and oranges. I wanted some American food or good food so bad that we're now sitting in an air-conditioned, dimly lighted type place with napkins all built up in pyramids on the plates, and everything costs $7 or $8. And I just went through two really beautiful orange sodas, and I'm waiting for some chicken and rice. And it may be expensive, but I've just been dying for different things. We were just sitting on our bed this morning fantasizing about different food, as I said. They've got ice cream here too. I think I'm going to have some of that.
The Benin side are in green and yellow vests. Competitors for triple jump and discus, please report at your bases now. Thank you. Ghana. Time. 2 minutes. 4.6 seconds. Second, Avoca, University of Ghana. Time. 2 minutes. 5.3 seconds. Third, Akapo Vida, University of Benin. Time 2 minutes, 14 seconds. Fourth, Asoba Mensah, University of Benin. Time 2 minutes, 22.5 seconds.
And I started playing the Lady of the Well. And I'm just going to play a little bit. It's very appropriate to what's happening here.
It has taken me this distance and a woman's smile to learn that my heart remains among them, and to them I must return. And it's so far the other way my life has gone.
That really strikes home. Me pawa chawo, please. Medalse, thank you. It's Sunday, February 22nd. I'm standing here on Barnes Road. I'm going down to the beach by myself. We just came back from the university. There wasn't any water or anything, and so John and I came back and then walked all the way home. And it turned out there wasn't any water at our place, so we couldn't take a shower either. And John's so burned out, he just crashed, and I'm going to walk down to the beach now. In one of the beaches at the Ambassador Hotel. where we usually go, you can get a shower if you pay 50 pesos. It's really gross when the water's not on. Not only do you feel terrible because you can't take a shower, but things around here are just gross because toilets don't flush, and it gets to be a pretty bad scene. So I'm going to hustle on down there and lay out in the sun for a while. The district that we live in here is called Asylum Dan, which means insane asylum, because there's a psychiatric hospital right next to the place that we live here. It's Sunday, February 22nd. I'm in Uncle Sam's restaurant, chewing on Lebanese bread and listening to the Spinners. They're singing about reality. It's somewhere between 6 and 11 o'clock, Sunday night. We've been here for 8 days. What a hideaway. I'm eating falafels and sofia and drinking orange Fanta. I've come into this air-conditioned place with its green and blue lights, quaint atmosphere, decadent waiters with their polite accent, curly-cued napkins, clean tablecloths, somebody filling your glass every 2 minutes with water, and this place with its American music and mostly American patrons. I've come in here to get away from the filthy stench of outside Ghana and people defecating in my footsteps. Boy, how songs seem to lend themselves to the moment. The song's about, Lord, I want to be in America. I forget who it's by, I think. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. The neat thing that happened to me today, I met this Lebanese guy, Rabia Ashkar, when I was out in the waves today. And he came up to me because his brother is blind. And he went to London for an operation and it didn't work, so now he's back in Lebanon, and this guy Rabia and his brother Habib are in Accra, and they've got a factory and a business here. They're about 22, 23 years old. So they were telling me all about their blind brother, and I spent the afternoon with them, and we were talking about politics and the economics of Ghana and stuff. It was very stimulating. It's nice to have an intellectual conversation. They've switched to Arabic music now. What a fabulous dinner. Love it. Love Lebanese food. It's now Monday, February 23rd. There's these lizards around here that you wouldn't believe. Toadie's really freaked out by them. They're really long. They almost sound like snakes. Monday has come to a close. Our dinner was really good. I had 10 CDs worth of chopped meat and vegetables, and I was really stuffed. It was a long walk back, though. It's been about 5 or 6 miles. And about the time we got back, we were so thirsty, we went looking for a place to get something to drink, and everything ended up being closed. So I'm kind of crashed in the gravel right now, getting ready to walk up the stairs to my room and go to sleep. All the way back, I kept trudging along, picking up one foot and then the next, and saying, I'm going to make it.